Be'ezus Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shnayim Ve'estim, the 22nd chapter in Lamed Hilchos Ma'avos Leiv, the laws of Lenda, the bar in the Siddur Mishpatim Book of Judgments, where in this Perek we discuss regarding the order of how to collect a debt, and also as that relates to halacha of evaluating that property. The Rambam begins halacha Aleph regarding the opening of the beginning of the collection. Say the Gevias HaChayiv, the order of collecting a debt, kachu is as follows. Kashiyavi Hamal Ve'shtari LeBezdin, when the lender brings his document to the courts. This guy, and that document is validated. So we tell the borrower, Shalim, pay up. And you don't go down to his assets first, until you first go and claim it. The lender comes to court and they first try to collect from the bar. Now, if the judge actually makes a mistake, and he actually takes the lender down to the estate, to the assets of the bar, before they go and ask it straight from the bar, they remove the lender from those nechasim. Now, if the borrower says, Harin Mishalim, no problem, I'll pay up. Kivulizman, but set for me a time, Kadesha Elva Ma'acha, that I can borrow from other people to get money to pay up the debt, or Yamashkin, or I'll take my stuff and use it as collateral, or Emkor, I'll sell it, and I'll get monies. So Kivulizman Shleshimim, we set for him a time of 30 days. And we don't obligate him to give now to the lender collateral. Because she'ilu hoyishem etalim, if there would be movable items which you would say to use as collateral, miyad hoyibesn gave mehem, the courts would actually go and collect from those items themselves. So obviously, there's no obligation for collateral for security. Now, v'mratza hamal v'lahachrim, but if the lender wants to make a cheirim, some type of excommunication, amishiyesh loymois on someone, meaning referring to the borrower that actually has monies, oy metalim or movable items, umafagoy sabidvarim, but he's just pushing him away with words, saying, oh, that he doesn't have, and he needs to go and he needs time to get, which really is just pushing him off. He's a machrim, he has that ability to make this cheirim of the which would be a pressure on the borrower. Now, neither do we obligate the borrower to bring a guarantor that he's going to pay up at sheet until he's going to give it. There's no obligation for that either. Now, the Rambam continues regarding the writing of what's called adarachta, and also the possibility of nidui, of some type of excommunication. So, shom hashleishim lohevi. Let's say 30 days have passed and he didn't bring the money. Is so bezni kaisimin adarachta, which either it's from a terminology of dairich, which is a terminology of domain, dominion over the properties of the borrower, or it's a type of terminology of permission to pursue and to get. But be that as it may, the courts write some type of a power for the lender to grab the fields of the bar. And the chenim amar batchilik kishetvo, and even if a similar type of consequence would be, if in the beginning, when he was claimed, the borrower said, no, enim shalom, I'm not paying. So then, kaisen adarachta on the chasam. Yeah, then the courts write this adarachta on his assets right away. They can cover this month. They don't set a time for him because he's saying he's not paying anyway. Or similarly, let's say if there's only an oral loan, or he admits, where you could collect not from the encumbered properties, but kaisen adarachta on nechseb necharin sheishle. Then they write adarachta on his available properties, which he does have, which again, then the lender could collect from at least what he still has in his possession. Halacha base. Now, Toin va'amar, but let's say the borrower claims and he says, Shtarzen shneskem b'fneichem, this document that has been verified in front of you, mizuyevu, it's a forgery. And the avir ra'oyev avatlena, I'm going to make proof and I'm going to nullify this whole document from its inception. But va'edim b'makom pleni, the problem is the witnesses are in such and such a place, v'en pleni pleni, it's that person, they're just not around right now. So im nirla the yonin, so if it seems to the judges, shiesh mamash b'dvav, that there seems to be some substance in what he's saying, so then we set a time for him to bring his witnesses. But then near them, but if it appears to them, he's just coming with a circuit to his words, with claims of emptiness and falsehood. So only they tell him, look, shalim pay up. And then afterwards, if you're going to have a proof, then he'll give it back to you, but right now pay up. But if the lender was a strong type of a person, but maybe he was going to pay it right away, he's never going to be able to get it back. Then Manichan Lai Deshlish, then actually leave it with a third party, and then we give him a period of 30 days to go ahead and prove his point. Halacha Gimel, Kovali Zman, in other words, some type of escrow, because or else either one might lose. Halacha Gimel, Kovali Zman, Lahavir Oya. So let's say they set a time for him to bring a proof, Levat Lashtar, to nullify the document. Vigia Zman Bale Ba, now the time came and doesn't bring any proof, so, and he's not coming to pay. So Mamtin Lai Sheni Vechemisha Vesheni, we wait for him a Monday, a Thursday, and a Monday. Loibo, if it doesn't come, then Kaisvin the love, Pesicha. We write on him a document of excommunication. Umishamtin, I say, and they actually excommunicate him. Umamtinle, and we wait for him now. And he's in this state of nidui for a period of 90 days. Why 90 days? Shleishim Rishayim, the first 30 days, Shemot Terech Lovers. Maybe he's going through the effort to try to borrow money. And so in the middle 30 days, Shemot Terech Limko, maybe he's going through the effort to try to sell what he has. In other words, when he doesn't find any way to borrow, he's trying to go ahead and sell off his properties. Achrayim, the last 30 days, is Shem HaLekech Memen, maybe the one who bought from him, Terech Lovim Ois, is going through the effort to bring monies, where he's just trying to get the monies from what he's selling. Now, Shalom Tishim Yerim, once the 90 days have completed, Balei Bani still doesn't come. Bezni Kaisim Loi Adrachta on the Chasab, then the court's right on the Adrachta on his properties, Umatim Le Neduye, and they permit his excommunication. Then this is because he was saying that he's going to come with something to bring a Raya, and he's not, so we give him an extra 90 days to say, okay, maybe he's going to go ahead and bring the monies. He's not. Now we'll write Adrachta on such a person, and then he's not in the state of Neduye anymore. Now, increasing the adrachta, we don't write adrachta at shasholchin ma'din lo, until we send and we notify him that we're writing this on you because you're not bringing the money, you're not bringing the proof, which are these two different cases we spoke about in the previous halachas. V'hu shi'i akadu levezd m'halak shnei yom ma'pachas. But this is only if he's within 2 days or less of a journey from the courts. Yasazev is more than that, where if the borrower is at a further distance, you don't have to notify him because, anyways, we waited 90 days for him and he didn't come. So it's a courtesy within 2 days, but if he's further than that, we don't have to. Now, but when do we say this? If the entire 90 days he was in absence, meaning he was pushing away. But I mean, they're saying, now I'm going to make proof, I'm going to nullify the document. That's when we have this halacha. But if he says, I'm not coming to court, so miyad kresna drachta on the chasam, they won't wait for 90 days. That's what he's saying. He's slipping out of it. Nishmat is like he's pushing away. He says, I'm going to bring, and kings are pushing us off. But if he says, I'm not coming, so miyad kresna drachta on the chasam, right away we write that drachta on his properties, ben al kakoyt, ben al matal, whether on the properties, whether on movable items. And v'chein moya shal pekadin. The same thing is, let's say this document is not on a loan, but rather on a deposit. We don't wait 90 days. We write a drachta right away because the deposit is given to safeguard. He's not going to utilize it. He has to give it right away. A loan is something he used, and okay, he has to try to get money, so we'll give some type of a time frame to pay back, in contrast to if he's saying, I'm not coming at all, or if it's on the deposit. Halacha, hey, now, Zesh reminded this that we said, that if he doesn't come at the end of 90 days, we write this adrachta, that's alaka kois. That's this, the document is on his properties. I'm a tavern, but regarding movable items, a full achat tishim yoyim, even after 90 days. Because man shu aimer, I mean, we said before it's going to go on movable items too. But as long as he's saying, ato avi roi vavat lashtar, look, I'm going to bring a proof, I'm going to nullify the document even after 90 days, imer idna mavala matal, and we don't take the lender down into his movable items, because shem yoich loisam, and movable items is things that could be consumed, and the problem is, v'yavizei roi vivat lashtar, this guy still might bring a proof and nullify the document, but layim samayitla, he's not going to find what to take back because the guy already used it up. And the filo hila mavala karka, and even if the lender himself has real estate that that the borrower could subsequently collect what was consumed of his metatlin, promise metaxiv, the lender might ruin it, his property, which won't produce payers anymore, or it's going to get dried up, and therefore it's not a definite thing, and therefore, as long as he says that, you're not going to collect from his movable items. Halacha Vav continues regarding what's actual text of this shtar drachta and its utility. So ketzer kaisim hadrachta, how do you write this hadrachta? So im l'nechasim b'necheirin heriduhu, so if, as we said, depending, let's say, if it's an oral loan, if it's only for properties that are still in the possession of the borrower himself, that's what this drachta document is for. So then the document says like this. Ish pleini, this person is chayv lepleini bedin, is liable for this person in judgment, kach v'kach, this and this amount of money. And he's not giving it on his own. So says the court document, so we wrote this drachta, I'll sell the pleini on that field of his. And then you have three people that are well-versed in regarding real estate that evaluate for him. From that field, according to the amount of the debt. Now, they make an announcement that this field is ready to be sold. Maybe there's going to be buyers that are going to add on to the evaluation. According to what they see fit. Until whoever's adding on to the how much the bidding war goes, until that ends, that's when they finish. And then they take this lender down for his debt, for that portion which they have evaluated is the amount of how much he's owed. In other words, if no buyer comes that was evaluated by these professionals to give that amount, so then they'll use it to pay up the debt to the lender, and then then they tear up the actual original document of the debt, im hoy sham shtar, if there was such a document. But let's say he had no available assets, and now the collection is going to be actually from those who bought from the borrower. Then the draft is written as follows. Ish plaini nischev l'plaini kach. This person is liable to that person this amount. With the document of debt that he has by him. And the borrower has not paid up his debt. We have not found by him available assets. And now we already tore up the original document that he had on him. And the snanu l'plaini rishos, and we gave to that person, lender, permission, lidrish v'lachkar, to seek and to investigate, v'liyas yodin natuya, and to have his hand stretched out, al kol anachasim shematzaloi, on all his properties which he could find, v'chol karkoi shemacha, and all the properties that he has sold off, mizman plaini v'holi, from that time when his loan was, and further, because he has a lien from the moment that the loan happens. And yeshle li pore lig v'schevim minakol, and he has the permission to collect his debt from anyone that have bought from that point onwards. Halacha zayin. Now v'achas akaisin adrachtazu. Now after they write this adrachta, continue on this journey. So halacha malva machapes. So the lender goes and he starts looking. If he finds available assets by the bar himself that still properties under his own name, so shem lemehem, the evaluation has to be from those. But if he finds only available properties that are after the date of his own loan date, we could collect from them, and then you tear up the document of the adrachta, and then we write a document of tirfa, which is that of collections. As the Ramakant is Halacha Ches, explaining this document of tirfa. So, how do you write this document of the tirfa? So they write as follows. Ish plaini ben plaini. This person, the son of that person, zacha badin, has merited in his judgment, litreif b'chayib, to collect for the debt, shaplaini chayibli, that person owes him. Shukach v'kach, which is this and this amount. Misada plaini is, from that field, shalakach plaini, that this other person bought, b'kach v'kach, in this amount, mizman plaini, from this time, which was after the date of the loan. Ukvar karana hadrachta shayzbi, that we already tore up the hadrachta, which is the prior document that it was by him. We permitted him to have collections from this buyer from this and this amount. Halacha test. La'achash akaisin ha-tirfa litrif, and after they write this tirfa for collections, meiridin shleisha b'kiyin lo'isas hadar. So they bring down three professionals to that field. V'shamalim imenu, and they evaluate from it, kishir chayvay, according to the measure of the debt, kifim asherol, what they find appropriate, minakerin mechatzei shvach, to him collect the principal from that buyer, from that third party, and half of the shevach, half of the increase that he made it better, that buyer, Kamesh Brando, like we explained this already in the previous parak halacha aleph, which we said he only gets half the shvach, the collections. Umachriz nalei shleishim yom, they make announcements regarding the selling of it for 30 days. Kedech shemachriz nalei shleishim, just like they make announcements on the properties of orphans when it's in some other possession, then you have to make these announcements. Now, then they make the borrower himself, who was the seller of this property to this other party, they make him swear that he doesn't have anything, because if he does, whether property or movable items, you won't collect from the lukuches. And they make him swear, like the goyim instituted this takanah. Obviously, this is only if the borrower is with us in the same country. We also make the collector, the creditor who's collecting, we make him swear b'nekitzas chayv, it's holding a holy object, that he has not been paid back yet this debt, and neither was a pardon, and that it wasn't sold up to someone else. And then subsequently, we take him down to the property that's here by the buyer with that evaluation. And now the Rambam continues regarding the shtar hayrada, which is the next step. And we write this document of going down. How do you write this? So, so they write like this. After that, we have evaluated to that person, for the valuation that was by him. And we made an announcement appropriately for 30 days. And then we made them swear, both the one who's the collector and the one who's the debtor. Then, we took him down to that person's field to utilize it, just like a person utilized a field that he bought, where it becomes his now. From what point onward do we say that the collector goes to eat the peiros of that field? When the days of announcements of the selling have stopped, let's say after 30 days, from that point onward is when he has the rights already to the peiros. Halacha Gimel continues regarding that every document is a transfer of the previous document. And that is, kol adrachta shein kasaba, any adrachta, that document that doesn't say on it, kranuhu l'shtar halva, that we tore up already the loan document, which is the original document, say in adrachta, it's not adrachta, because if you're not going to tear up the shtar, the lender can still go to another court and collect a second time. Because adrachta is a step after that, which then allows them to go look for a field. So, and b'chol tirpa shen kasab, and any star tirfa, which is the document of collections, that it doesn't say kranula dachta, we tore up that dachta in the tirfa, that's not a document of collections, which is for a specific field, because then they could use that drachta again. And b'chol shumat le kasab, any document of evaluation, which doesn't say kranula tirpa, that we tore up the document of collections, in the shuma is not a valid document of evaluation. Each one has to cancel the previous one. Halacha Dal continues regarding the evaluation of the value of the property. So Shleish Shashir Dulashim, you have three professionals who go down to evaluate. Echrem Abimana, one says it's worth 100 dinar. Ushnaim Abimasaim, another one says, whereas no, actually it's worth 200 dinar. Echrem Abimasaim, well, let's say one of them says it's worth 200. Ushnaim Abimana, and two of them say, meaning, and Shnaim Abimasaim, and two of them say it's, the first case was, one person says 100, and two of them say it's 200. Or Echrem Abimasaim, the other way around. One says it's worth 200, Ushnaim Abimana, and two of them say it's 100. Either way, no matter if it's more or less the majority, but the individual is nullified in the majority because he's the minority, which, there you go, whichever one the two say versus the one. Now, let's say each one of them says something else. Echrem b'mana, one says 100, Echrem b'shmon, one says 80, Echrem b'mevesa, one says 120. So nothing b'mei, so he's going to get, the valuation is going to be in the median of 100, meaning the difference between the lowest and the highest of 80 and 120 is 40. So therefore you add on 20 to the 80, and you take away 20 from the 120, and you get the middle of 100. Now, so to Echrem b'mei, one says 100, Echrem b'tesha, one says 90, Echrem b'mei, one says 130, so that's a different type of discrepancy, the 100 is not in the middle anymore. Not in May of Asara. So then it gets evaluated at 110. It's really the same calculation because the gap between them is how much you add on to the lowest and what you take away from the highest. And that's the way you always evaluate between them. Therefore, that's how you're going to get to the median between the lowest and the highest to get the middle number, which is going to be what we're going to evaluate as. Lachat Hezbov. Bezdin Shashamul Atoydif Benichsilakev. So the court that evaluated for the collector in the assets of the buyer. But they made a mistake. In a minor mistake. Mechrim batel, the sale is going to be void. Why? Why is it different? Generally, we say by the judges that they have a certain, like up to a six, they have a certain area of error. Shadehim kishliach latoydev lekech. Because in this case, they're essentially like an agent for the collector and for the buyer, where they have to help both of them. V'yesh l'mashus l'sakin. Therefore, they only have the permission to remedy for them avaloy l'avis, but not to distort kishliach, just like the halacha is by an agent. And therefore, even if it's a little bit off, it's going to be void. All halachic authorities, because this is how they rule. Halacha the Zayin continues regarding returning the property, however, ultimately to the original owner, and that is bezdin shasham al balchayv. The courts that evaluate for a creditor, whether it's from the assets of the borrower, whether it's by the incumbent properties which were sold off to a third party, so he could collect it, like we said. But now, at a later point in time, however, the borrower or the one that it was snatched from in collections ultimately ends up getting money to pay back or from their inheritors. They bring it to the creditor, the money that he's owed. We remove him from the properties that he used and that he got from collections. Because this evaluated property always goes back to the original owner. Like it says the pasuk in the bottom, you should do what's upright and what's good, which is to really return it to one that it belongs to, and then you'll take money instead of that property. Regarding property that was evaluated for the creditor, and then it was actually evaluated again for the creditor of this lender himself. In other words, if you have Reuven that borrowed money from Shimon, and Shimon borrowed from Levi, so then the courts go and they went and they collected from Reuven to Shimon, and then they went and evaluated that field itself from Shimon to Levi because he's the creditor of Shimon. So it's still going to go back to the original owner when he has money to pay up. Because the second creditor won't be stronger than the first creditor, which we say you still have to get back the field. But let's say the creditor who took it in collection sold it in the son of Bematona, or he gave it as a gift, or he intentionally, consciously went on his own, went and evaluated to his own creditor, not like that the courts did it, or he died and he bequeathed it to his inheritors. In these situations, in the chazeres, it won't go back to the original owner because here, whoever got it went to it because they wanted the property, not like a lender who is just given the property in exchange for his monies, which then we say, okay, take your money and give back the property. Now, shomu karka le'isha. If let's say they evaluated a property for a single woman who had lent out monies and she was owed money and they evaluated the property for her to collect from. And then this is, and after that she had the property taken to her possession, she gets married, which now it all goes over to the dominion of her husband. Or the other way around. Shashamu miman no. Let's say they evaluated from her that she owed money to others and she had a piece of property to pay up. Benistan, she gets married. Baal benichzi ishtoi. The halacha is that the chacham made that a husband in his wife's assets is kalekehu, is like a buyer. And therefore, v'loi machzer, that you're not going to give back the property that she collected like a baal chayv, because it's like a lekech, like we just said, when you sell it off to someone else, which is essentially what you're doing, it's like selling it to her husband, you don't give it back. And v'loi machzer in lai, the same thing is you don't give it back to him. In other words, if let's say a creditor collected her field, her husband cannot go ahead and redeem it from the creditor, again, because we consider him like a lekech, and lekech, then we say that that's a done deal.